Friday, 5th March. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association noted that farm workers' union leader Gertrude Hambira fled this week to South Africa following questioning by the Joint Operations Command, comprising senior military and security agency officers. Oke Machisa, director of ZimRights, says more.
Security agents should strictly observe the principles of the rule of law and should adhere to the laws and regulations governing their operations. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and ZimRights call upon the responsible authorities, including the Minister of Defense, to penalize these elements without fear or favor.
In a related report, Zim Online says that Zimbabwean civil society has appealed for protection from President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's unity government in the wake of rising threats and harassment of human rights activists by state security agents. The Zimbabwean reports that a poaching scandal has rocked Zimbabwe's military amid allegations that the army is using rhino horns to partly finance arms purchases from China. The Mail and Guardian says that the African National Congress Youth League is calling for the nationalization of mines in South Africa. South Africa is the world's biggest platinum producer and the world's number 3 gold producer. According to Human Rights Watch, the Angolan government is targeting human rights defenders with intimidation, harassment, and detention. The lethal attack on Togolese football players by Angolan separatist rebels in January has been used as an excuse to round up critics of the government. The Times of India says that the visiting Australian Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith, has acknowledged that some of the attacks on Indians in Australia over the past year were racist in nature. Smith, in India on a damage control visit, told journalists, "We know that a number of these assaults are racist. We are doing a range of things to better portray modern Australia. We want to underline the strength of relationship between India and Australia." BBC News reports that a pediatrician and parents are complaining of a high level of birth defects among children in Fallujah, Iraq, blaming weapons used by the US. A doctor disclosed that they see 2 or 3 cases of birth defects each day. The US military says it is not aware of any official reports showing an increase in birth defects in the area.